Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-morning prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
We walk by faith and not by sight. No gracious words we hear from him who spoke as daughter spoke, but we believe him near. We may not touch his hands and sight, nor follow where he trod, but in his promise we rejoice and cry, my Lord and God. Help then, O Lord, our unbelief, and may our faith abound to in realms of clearer light. We may behold you as you are, with full and endless sight.
I cried out, and the Lord heard me.
I cried out, and the Lord heard me.
To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful.
What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened, and coals red-hot blazing.
Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar.
Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I cried out, and the Lord heard me. May the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go.
May the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
May the Lord watch over you as you come and as you go.
I rejoiced in the good news they told me.
I rejoiced in the good news they told me.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I rejoiced in the good news they told me. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I know well the plans I have in mind for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare, not woe. Plans to give you a future full of hope. When you look for me, you will find me. When you seek me with all your heart. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The nations will revere your name, O Lord, and the great ones of the earth will acknowledge your glory.
Let us pray. May your grace, Almighty God, always go before us and follow after, so that we who await with heartfelt desire the coming of your only begotten Son may receive your help both now and in the life to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.